Radio 1 Podcast. Radio 1 Podcast. Download them for free at bbc.co.uk/Radio 1.
Now. The Scott Mills Daily.
For everyone that's asking, yes, my life is still in boxes. And we did the traditional thing as you do last night when you move into your new place. We didn't cook, did we, flatmate?
No.
What did we do?
We went to a lovely restaurant to get some takeaway pizza.
That's right, we got some takeaway pizza so we could eat them on the boxes that we haven't unpacked yet, as you do on the first night in a new place.
I think it's tradition, everyone's got to do that.
Yeah. And then tell people what happened, please.
Well, whilst sat in this restaurant, so I think about 15, 20 minutes?
Yeah, they were freshly made pizzas, so we had to wait for the nice... Well, actually, it wasn't that nice. Italian man to put them in the oven and turn them round a bit, didn't we?
Yeah.
So
sorry to be honest. Anyway, in that whole time, they just repeated the same song over and over and over again. It was all in Italian, so at first you don't realise, but by the fourth or fifth time, this is just the same track.
You think it had finished, and then it came back on again. It's like they've only got one song in this Italian restaurant.
The thing I felt sorry for the people that were actually eating in there, because average meal, you'd be in there an hour and a half.
Yeah, we were only in there for like 20 minutes waiting for our pizzas to be done. But if you were actually like a diner in that restaurant, you would have been going mad.
It wasn't even a particularly good song.
No, it's awful. Right, so you shazammed it, didn't you, where you can hold your phone up and it'll tell you what song it is just by hearing it on the speaker?
Yeah, because I said I was going to play it at your funeral.
Yeah, why is that?
I just thought it would be quite funny. Just because you seem to hate it so much, I could just tell everyone that it was your favourite song.
It's what he would have wanted. He wanted this song played at his funeral.
10 times in a row. Oh, he loved it. He loved it.
Right, so it came up as Adesso 2 by Studio Sound Group.
I've never heard of them.
That's what it said on your phone, though, when you held it up to the speaker. Now, we're trying to find that. I mean, oh, hang on. Is this it?
This is it!
Oh no!
This is what it's going to sound. Your funeral's going to sound like this.
As I get carried in. Now, I don't know if there are any people who are from Italy listening. I'm sure there are. Italians. Is this a big song in Italy? Is this a big deal? Because they seem to play it a lot in this particular pizza place. Oh, no!
I think you should play it 10 times in a row now so people can know what we went through.
It's awful. No offence to Studio Sound Group. Apparently this is the Eros Ramazzotti version. I don't know whether it's the same one, but it's the same song, isn't it? Definitely.
It is. And I can definitely tell everyone that it's not a grower.
It's really not. After the 7th time. Here comes the chorus, I think. Oh, God. This is it, isn't it?
Yeah. It'll get to that quiet bit in a minute. I think it's over, but
yeah,
it's not.
It goes really quiet. You're like, oh, it's finished. There's going to be another song on. Anyway. Yeah, that's what I'm having at my funeral. Oh, hang on.
10 times in a row.
Should we just keep playing it? Here we go. Oh, apparently Eros Ramazzotti once sang with Anastasia. So that's nice. Right, okay, let's turn it off now. Thank you, bye.
The Scott Mills Daily.
Hiya, who are you?
Hi, I'm Kerry.
Right, Kerry, what is occurring?
Well, I was just listening to your song and it gave me a horrible flashback of when I used to work at my dad's restaurant through college.
Can I just say, it's not my song, but it is now the song that's going to be played 7 times at my funeral.
Well, it is your song then.
Okay, Right, tell me about it.
Well, I used to play it on repeat. We used to have that and other songs that sounded exactly the same and we used to sing along to them while we were drying glasses.
Oh, not again! Do you know every word?
I know the tune of it. I'm not very good in Italian. I like the dramatic bit. It's a bit of a Celine moment.
So which restaurant was this in? Your dad's restaurant?
Yeah, my dad's Italian restaurant.
Oh. Apparently he's also massive, this bloke, in Germany.
Oh.
And Claire has just switched on Radio 1. She lives in Germany to get away from him. And then we're playing him on Radio 1.
I know my dad was going to name one of our children Eros if it was a boy.
Seriously?
One of my brothers or sisters, yeah. But my mum put her foot down.
I can. Okay, fair enough. Is it true that he is like the Italian version of Ronan Keating?
I imagine so.
Good God. Can you imagine? Is it bringing it all back, T. Kerry?
It is. It's horrible.
Sing
Please
along.
Don't play it again.
Come on.
Please don't play it again.
You know the words. Come on. Che nella vita. You know it.
I know. I don't like it.
Okay, love you.
The Scott Mills Daily.
Now, if you thought the Eros Italian restaurant song was bad that I'm having played at my funeral, thanks to my flatmate, I've had this email from Hannah in Bristol. Hi, Hannah. I did try and call Hannah earlier to get her on air, but she doesn't want to come on air, and you'll see why in a minute. Hannah was going through her mum and dad's music collection the other night, because sometimes, occasionally, in your mum and dad's collection, there will be like a gem of an album or a song, at least. You think, oh, I'll have that for my MP3 player. So Hannah's going through them, and she found this CDR, which obviously means that her mum and dad, along the way somewhere, have made their own compilation, like a kind of mixtape thing. So let me just... I've got some of the tracks that were on the CDR that Hannah found. She put this on and was a bit concerned that this was the first track on the CDR. Now, don't get me wrong, this is classic Marvin Gaye. Absolute tune. However, think about it. If you find a CDR randomly belonging to your mum and dad, and this is the first track on it, put yourself in Hannah's place. What would you think when this came on? I mean, it is good. That may... I know, ew. That could have been a coincidence that was the first song, but then the second track was this. No! So we've had Let's Get It On by Marvin Gaye, then we'd get a bit of Lady Marmalade on the go. Third track on the CDR. Think about it. Hannah's mum and dad having some afternoon delight. This is on Good Will Hunting at the end, isn't it? And Anchorman. Maybe I just made the bit up about Good Will Hunting, I don't know. It's definitely on Anchorman anyway. Hi Hannah, if you're listening. I'm sure there are other people there listening right now who have found other slightly inappropriate stuff in their mum and dad's music collection. If that's you, let me know about it. Sorry, Hannah, for playing those.
The Scott Mills Daily.
Right, the Press One game is... Do you ever get those automated calls where it's like, congratulations, you've won a holiday?
Yeah, well, sometimes from you.
Oh,
you,
yeah.
You got me once.
Yeah.
I think you tried to sell me a lawnmower convention ticket or something?
Oh, that's right.
Yeah, remember that one?
Got some amazing prizes, some more. So I called up some of my friends earlier. You know a couple of these people. First of all, you know Gemma who works upstairs?
Mm-hmm.
She's got a boyfriend called Mike.
I've met Mike.
Yeah? Oh, so you do know him. He's around my house at the moment, actually, painting, decorating.
Oh, yeah.
He can turn his hand to most things.
Like Handy Andy.
Yeah, he can do plastering if you need.
Oh, yeah.
Trying to sell them to you on the air.
I don't need it. Oh. My plumber's around at the minute.
Is he?
That's not a euphemism.
What's going on at your house?
Just having a new bath for a minute.
Oh, is it? Anyway, so did Mike press one...
new bike, bath.
I know. Press one. Did Mike press one if I offered him a great prize?
Yes,
free.
Definitely.
You think he did?
Yeah.
Okay, let's find out.
Hello?
Congratulations. You've won
my new Kama Sutra by Vanessa Feltz.
To claim your prize, press 1 now.
Hello?
Hello?
Mike, it's Scott.
Scott?
Mills.
Scott.
Yeah, I'm good. How are you?
Yeah, I'm good.
You just pressed 1 to get a Kama Sutra by Vanessa Feltz.
Yeah,
Do you want it? Because you did press one.
Yeah, I want it. Yes, please.
Okay, good.
Excellent. Thank you.
I probably still need to text him back and tell him what that was all about.
Yeah, well, point. You need to do it in the trading standards now. I want my book, please, Scott.
Yes, I will have that in 28 days, please.
Thank you.
Hi, Gemma, if you're listening upstairs.
The thing is, we've got to make that book now.
Oh, God.
book a photo studio around the corner.
Once she gets out of Ultimate Big Brother, Vanessa, clear your diary, love.
That'll be one of the challenges.
Listen to Mike's initial reaction to that, though. I'll press one.
To be fair to Mike, it's the reaction we'd all have.
So he did press one. Next, it's Tamsin from the Glorious Radio 1 press office upstairs.
Hello!
All right, bub!
She definitely says yes for everything, I reckon.
Do you think?
Yeah.
I love her so much. So, here is Tamsin's prize. Do you think she presses one?
Definitely.
Okay.
Hello!
Congratulations. You've won.
Anton Dubek.
To claim your prize, press 1 now.
Hello?
Hello?
Hello, Tamsin, it's Scott.
Hello.
You've just won Anton Dubek.
I wonder what it said. I couldn't work out what it said.
I like it that you didn't even know what it said, but you still press 1.
I was intrigued. I had to find out.
Listen.
Congratulations. You've won.
Anton Dubek.
Oh, lovely.
What do you want to do with him?
He can come and help me out in the press office if he wants to. We can do a spare pair of hands.
Good. You were right.
I knew it. She would say yes and press one for anything.
2 out of 2. She did press one. Next, it's my friend Chris. You know Chris. Yep. Sometimes appears on the show. Would he press one?
I think he's been wound up one too many times by you, so I'm
Well,
say
we've
no.
called him several times with the press one game, but who knows?
All right, well, I'm going to say no for this one. I think he's learnt his lesson.
Okay, let's find out.
Hello.
Congratulations. You've won a luxury holiday to Glamorous.
Surely. What?
Soak up the sun in one of the best resorts in all of
Lancashire.
Visit the deserted sandy
ring road
and eat under the stars at the
Charlie Chippy.
Who's this?
Your stay includes 2 nights in a romantic
2-star bed and breakfast.
You'll really see why
Charlie
is the holiday destination of choice for Cilla Black and Simon Cowell.
Lookalikes.
I'm in.
To claim your luxury break to
Surely.
Press 1 now.
Hang on.
Hello. It's Scott.
Only halfway through that I suddenly thought it might be you.
I've got you like this so many times.
This is amazing. This is brilliant. Do you know what's funny though? I'm actually going on holiday in a little bit and I thought, hang on, this can't be the hotel that I've booked.
Are you going to Chorley?
Well, I was worried because I put it on my card. I thought I've obviously gone through some dodgy website or something.
Where are you actually going?
Actually going to... Do you know what? I don't really know. It's either Dartmouth or Dartmouth. I don't know if there's a difference between the two.
Surely you should share that before you booked.
I didn't really think because I booked one of them, but I can't remember which one I've booked. It's really annoying because at the time I thought there was only one of the places that existed. Then someone asked me in the pub, am I going to Dartmouth or Dartmouth? And I suddenly thought, actually, I don't know.
So you don't know where you're going?
No. Well, Dartmouth or Dartmouth. And the other one in the equation is Dartmoor.
So it might be Dartmouth, Dartmoor or Dartmouth.
Yeah. Well, basically all I requested was a pool. So as long as it's got a pool, I thought it must be sort of reasonable.
That's my friend Chris for you.
Well, no wonder he gets done every time by your wind-ups.
Yeah.
Maybe it's Dartford he's going
it
to.
It could be. Glorious Dartford. Hello,
glorious
Dartford,
Dartford,
if you're listening.
Crossing. It's the, lovely, on the way to Lakeside.
It's good there, isn't it? Yeah, Lakeside's there, isn't it, in Dartford or around.
Bridge one way, tunnel the way back.
Isn't it?
If it's windy, 2 tunnels.
No, I've search engined Dartmouth, and I think whoever, he hangs around Watford a lot, and they have him on sometimes. Like, they wind him up a bit in the pub. There's nowhere called Dartmouth, as far as I'm...
Dartmouth,
looking
Dartmouth,
at.
Dartmoor or Dartford?
I think he's just texted me saying that it's Dartmoor he's going to now.
Right.
Which is in the southwest and is really quite nice.
Dartmoor's nice, yeah.
Dartmoor's nice.
Yeah.
Dartmouth, where's that?
I don't know. Dartmouth? It doesn't even exist.
Is does it like not?
Weymouth and Dartford.
Oh, I've just found accommodation in Dartmouth.
Oh, no, I'm confused. No, Dartmouth. Where's Dartmouth?
Dartmouth doesn't exist.
Right, well, why? Where's okay.
Oh, God. Anyway, he did press one there.
He did.
But you did well.
I'm not surprised he pressed one.
Thanks, Greg.
Thank you.
Okay, right, so we need to clear this up. So, right, I know that Dartmouth exists, right? Like, before anyone, you know, goes to the local paper and says, Radio 1 DJ says... Dartmouth doesn't exist. It does, okay? That's near Dartmoor in the southwest in Devon. It's Dartmouth, Darmouth, that doesn't exist, as far as I'm aware. I'm a bit confused. Are you, Greg?
I don't care now.
No.
My friend, Dartmoor and Dartmouth are lovely.
Yeah, they are very nice. Chris, if you go in there, then they've got a pool, and it's a lovely area, so you'll be fine. However, notice Chris did say he's just putting the postcode in the sat-nav and seeing where it takes him. So I'm hoping he's got it really wrong and he's booked a hotel in Darfur.
The Scott Mills Daily.
Right, now that school has started again, or college or whatever, you might need some help with that, with some subjects and stuff. And this is where, naturally, Sarah Cox can help you. I don't know if you're aware, but Sarah knows absolutely everything about everything ever. So anything you want to know about, we're starting up this kind of new thing, which we've called Coxopedia. We're going to do this next week in the afternoons for a while, all right? It's a new thing we're doing. It's a bit like Wikipedia, in a way, just as accurate. And you just tell Sarah what you want to know about, and she... we'll reel it off for an entire minute. This is so good, we've even had a jingle made. Coxopedia. Mezzan. So this starts next week. So if you want to text in now, just say who you are and what you need to know about, and then we will start up Coxopedia next week in the afternoons on this show. Thing is, we don't tell Sarah what the subject is until right before, so she doesn't know beforehand. We just tell her the subject, and because she knows everything, she can just reel it off like that. And then you're all set for school or college or whatever. It's like Wikipedia, which now, I notice, has 3.4 million articles on it. That's Wikipedia. I'm hoping we will get near that by the end of the year on Coxopedia, and it will be as authoritative and as complete as Wikipedia by Christmas 2010. I don't think that's much to ask for. To give you an idea of how it works, this is the feature formerly known as It Only Takes a Minute Girl, which Sarah has done before. But we're adopting this and we're making it bigger, 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 bigger. So here is somebody telling Sarah their subject before, and then she has to just say what she thinks. Here it is.
Honeydew melons.
Oh. Honeydew melons are a type of melon that can be bought in most supermarkets or good fruit shops. Honeydew melons are very refreshing, though some might argue not as refreshing as watermelon, though. If you don't like pips, stay away from watermelon. There are lots of varieties of melon. Honeydew melon is one of them. Galia melon is another, and there's lots more as well. Honeydew melon were first farmed in Wigan by Queen Victoria. She was passing a crop of honeydew melons, and she went, "Hey, honey," to the driver of her horse and carriage, who was called Drew. And that changed eventually to honeydew melons. And they are very delicious. You can eat them with lots of things, like fancy ham you can eat them with. And you can also eat them, if you like, with a little cherry on a stick with a little bit of melon and put it across your cocktail. Melons are good, but don't throw them at people, because you could kill them.
You see? Coxopedia. Just like that. A listener says, honeydew melons, and she gets it. Bam! And then everything you need to know about honeydew melons ever, thanks to Sarah Cox. So that's how Coxopedia works. We're starting it next week. Text in now with anything you want to know. Obviously, we won't tell Sarah what the subject is until she has to do it. But if you let me know now, tell me who you are, send me a text to 81199. Maybe you need some help on a certain subject. Sarah Cox will tell you all about it next week. So tell me what subject you want. 81199, tell me your name. We might ring you back and get you on Coxopedia next week. It's like Wikipedia and just as accurate. And it starts on this show next week. So let me know what your subject is. 81199, Sarah will tell you everything you need to know. Coxopedia.
The Scott Mills Daily.
Now, we've just headed to Barbra Streisand's official website. If you don't know who Barbra Streisand is, she's a singer, a very successful, hugely successful singer, and that song is about her. It's a fitting tribute. She's not dead or anything, but it's just a tribute. And on Barbara's website, there is a thing called On This Day in Barbara, where it tells you stuff that's happened to actual Barbra Streisand in years gone by. In 1963, on this day in Barbara, it was a big day. She married Elliot Gould in Carson City, who the one that doesn't speak tells me is an actual actor. And also there was great news for Barbara on this day in Barbara back in 1965, when My Name is Barbara won 5 Emmy Awards. We're not quite sure what that is. We think it might be a forerunner to the TV show My Name is Earl, where Barbra Streisand went around repenting for all the bad things she's done in her life. And that is what happened on this day in Barbara.
The Scott Mills Daily.
Now, everybody knows somebody in their group of friends who isn't quite sure where the boundaries are. We've talked about this before. And they always take it a bit too far. So everyone's having a laugh, you know, in your group of friends. Everyone's joking around. And then they just go, vroom, way over the line. Like, way, 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 way too far. Now, if you don't know somebody like this in your group of mates, then I'm telling you, you are that person in your group of friends, right? So if you're thinking, well, I don't know anyone like that, that's you. Someone, well, I'm not going to say their name, but someone we work with here, he's a lovely bloke. I wish Becky was here now because she'd just say his name, but I'm not going to do that. But he is definitely that person. Really, really nice bloke, but just doesn't, has no kind of internal, oh, I shouldn't say that, and just says it. And there's no boundaries. Which is fine, because like we all know him and love him very much. But he does go straight over the line, like way over. Which is great, as long as you're not with a pop star, let's say like Leona Lewis at the time in the studio. She was very shocked by what he said. Anyway, I don't know if anyone saw Come Dine With Me, not the Big Brother one, the normal one, last night. On there was a girl called Sarah. Here she is.
People's reactions to me are either one or other, thinking that I'm super fun and bubbly and really amusing and they can't get enough of me, or they're like, oh my God, will you shut up?
Yeah, I think it's normally the other, to be fair, Sarah. So, obviously, she's in somebody else's house, and if you or I found some dolls in someone's house, you know, the bit where they go and look around and, oh, they snoop around the bedroom, you might go, oh, look, some funny dolls, and leave it at that, wouldn't you? Not Sarah.
I feel like this should be in some kind of special show. I'm Voodoo Baby.
Okay, you've gone way over now.
It's the synchronized gymnastic Olympics from the Voodoo Babies.
I'd leave it with, oh look, some dolls, and then close the cupboard, but that's what Sarah does. She's a voodoo dance with them. With the voodoo dolls, as she called them. Here's what Ryan, one of the other people on Come Dine With Me, thought of Sarah.
I think being with Sarah could wear thin.
Yeah. Now, we all like a laugh at the dinner table, don't we? But we don't all do this, do we?
Very good. Well done, Sarah. Okay.
Like,
okay,
that's good, Sarah. Sit down.
Way too far. You see, she doesn't know the boundaries. And as Ryan says,
I think being with Sarah could wear thin.
The Scott Mills Daily.
I was just saying, there's one person in your group of mates, always one, who doesn't know where the boundaries are of what you can and can't say. And I also said, if you can't think who that person is in your friend circle, then it is you. And lots of people coming to that realisation. Like Gordon, all right?
Hi, Scott. How are you?
I'm all right. So this person is you, isn't it, in your group of friends?
Definitely. I am a muppet when it comes to this.
Really? What, so you just don't know where the boundaries lie at all?
No, I'm always accidentally rude in front of girls I like. I've got sacked over it. I've been dumped over it.
Oh, bless you. What is it? You just... There's no voice in your head going, no, I can't say that.
Nope, I told my boss that he didn't know how to run his own business. I told my ex-girlfriend that her best friend was better looking than her, things like that.
Gets you into all sorts of
trouble. Everyone else thinks... Everyone else says to me, yeah, you should think before you're speaking, but I normally don't.
Are you like this girl from Come Dine With Me?
People's reactions to me are either one or other. They can't get enough of me, or...
I think being with Sarah could wear thin.
Is that you?
That's definitely me.
You wears thin after a while, eh?
Yeah.
See, I do have a thing going... Actually, no, you can't say that. But you, some people just don't have it, do you, Gordon?
No, it gets me in trouble sometimes.
So you told your boss... So your boss sacked you?
Yeah.
Girlfriend dumped you?
The boss was the dad. He's my dad as well.
Your boss is your dad?
He used to be.
And then fired you?
Yeah. So that made it a bit awkward at home as well.
You're brilliant. It sounds like stuff happens to you every day because you've got no internal voice.
Definitely.
Bless you. I think you need to give me a high five. Can you do that on your phone, please?
Definitely.
Good. Love you.
The Scott Mills Daily.
Now, I don't know about you, but I get these emails all the time, and it's just people that send them round. It's like, look at these really true stories from call centres, and they're always hilarious stories, which I always think are urban myths, because surely they can't be true. Earlier, I tweeted saying, who works in a call centre? Get in touch. And do these really funny stories you hear about on email, they get sent around all the time. Do they actually happen? Or, as I think, are they just myths, urban myths? Matt's been on, hello.
Hello, Scott.
You right?
I'm right, mate, how are you?
I'm good, you sound remarkably like my mate Chris, which is a bit weird.
No, I'm not him.
You're not him, no, you're definitely Matt, off of South London, right?
That's correct, yeah, from Epsom.
So you work in a call centre?
That's right.
How long have you worked at this one?
Well, I've worked at the current one for about 2 months, but I've been working in call centres now for about a year.
Okay. Now, I've got some of these funny true stories, or are they, from call centres. We've got some actors to do them. And you'll hear the acting is absolutely superb on these, Matt. What's happened is, you know, now the bill's off.
Yeah.
We've got some of those people to do it because they need some work. And I thought, well, that's the least I could do, really, is get them to do some of these funny call centre things.
Well, they've got to do something, haven't they?
Exactly. Also, the acting is as good as maybe, I don't know, Mega Shark versus Giant Octopus is up there with all those good ones. So, do you get, like, funny things happening like these? Do they happen, or is it just... You must get these emails where it's like, oh, listen to this funny story.
I mean, you know, with the emails, we all cry around the computer and have a good laugh about them. When the calls come, as I said to you, you know, you just wait for the one call that you actually speak to someone with half a brain, at least.
Right, OK, so it's possible...
It's gold, yeah, of course it is, right?
Okay, so talk me through some of the things that you get.
Well, you know, because it's a free phone number, half the time it's people just, you know, wanting a bit of company. When you do get genuine callers, it's, you know, someone's trying to watch a DVD and they're getting a blank screen. So you're like, well, have you tried turning the TV on? Now, I've got a red light. Okay, so that means it's on standby. Okay, so do you want to just turn the TV on? Okay, oh yeah, I've got a picture now.
Oh no, God, maybe they are true then, all these emails that you get. Okay,
I'll believe them, mate.
Right, I'm going to play you one of these well-acted scenarios now. Is this real or not? Could this actually happen? Listen to this.
I've been ringing 0800 2100 for 2 days and can't get through to inquiries. Can you help?
Where did you get that number from, madam?
It was on the door to the travel centre.
Madam, those are our opening hours.
Right, so she has been calling 0800 2100 for 2 days. She's got it off the door, but those are the opening times of the store because it's 8 a.m. till 9 p.m. You see,
yep.
0800 2100.
Of course it's true.
Really?
Of course it's true.
You get calls like this all the time, don't you?
Of course, yeah.
Okay, right, here's another one. Listen to this.
Can you give me the telephone number for Jack?
I'm sorry, madam. I don't understand who you're talking about.
Oh, on page 1, section 5 of the user guide, it clearly states I need to unplug the fax machine from the AC wall socket and telephone Jack before cleaning. Now, can you give me the number for Jack?
I think you mean the telephone point on the wall.
Right, so she's followed the instructions. They say unplug the power and telephone Jack. She thinks she has to unplug the power and telephone somebody called Jack. Possible?
I think that's half true.
Do you?
I mean, I don't know. Yeah, I can almost believe it, but not quite that one. You know, but something along those lines.
Well, you'd know. You're the one that's worked in the call centre. I'm just trying to find out, you see?
I would say there's probably a 70% chance in that being true.
Really? Okay, I like it. And finally,
I need you to right-click on the open desktop.
Okay.
Did you get a pop-up menu?
No.
Okay, right-click again. Do you see a pop-up menu?
No.
Okay, madam, can you tell me what you've done up until this point?
Sure, you told me to write click, and I wrote click.
Right, so she has written the word click down after being told to right click. Possible? Matt?
Yeah, I'm going to go the same as the other one. I thought I was actually speaking to one of my clients then.
Wow. Okay, well, see, I'm going to treat these emails not with such suspicion anymore, I think.
I think that anything's possible, and, you know, if you let people out in the wild, they're going to do these kind of things.
I think you're my favourite call centre person ever. I hope I get you next time.
Don't call to me, Scott, because I won't take you seriously.
No, you won't, okay.
I'm like one of those people you were talking about earlier. They shouldn't be on the phones because, like, you know, they're just going to say what they think.
Oh, good.
Hello. My box doesn't seem to be working. Well, I think you should probably throw it away then.
Oh, dear. It must get a bit much, though. Like, after a few hours, you're like, oh, I can't bother with this anymore.
Yeah, we tend to drink a lot.
Not during office hours, obviously.
Mainly before work.
Oh, excellent, good. Right, I really hope your boss is listening. Well, do you want to give me a high five or what?
High five, Scott.
Press five. Yeah. Okay.
Radio 1 Podcast.
Radio 1 Podcast. That was the Scott Mills Daily. Why not try the best of Chris Moyles? Available now to download for free at bbc.co.uk/radio1.